Aaron Judge tied Roger Maris's American League record of 61 home runs in a season, hit in a tie-breaking two-run drive for the Yankees in the seventh inning against Toronto. The 30-year-old slugger drove a 94.5-mile-an-hour belt-high sinker with a full count over the left field fence at Rogers Center. The 117.4-mile drive took just 3.8 seconds to land 394 feet from the plate and to put the Yankees ahead 5-3. Judge watched the ball clank off the front of the stands just below two fans who reached over a railing. The Yankees would go on to win 9-3. Aaron Nola surrendered Christopher Morel's three-run home run in the fifth inning, and the Philadelphia Phillies fell to the Cubbies yesterday 4-2. Philadelphia dropped its third straight game. The Phillies are trying to hold off Milwaukee for the third NL wild card and earn their first playoff appearance since 2011. Anthony Santander and the Baltimore Orioles were shut down by Rich Hill and three relievers in a 3-1 loss to the Boston Red Sox, hurting their chances of rallying in the AL wild card race. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, it was at Cleveland over Tampa Bay 2-1. Detroit knocked off Kansas City 2-1. Boston beat Baltimore 3-1. Yankees again over Toronto 8-3. And Minnesota doubled up the White Sox 8-4. In the National League, Pittsburgh edged Cincinnati 4-3. Washington slipped by Atlanta 3-2. Mets edge Miami 5-4. Cubs again double up Philadelphia 4-2. And Milwaukee took care of St. Louis by a final of 5-1. In interleague play, Arizona got by Houston by a final of 5-2. Major League Baseball's postseason has a little more heft this year. The playoffs are rapidly approaching, with the final regular season game set for October 5th. The postseason begins 2 days later with a field of 12 teams, up from last year's 10. The playoffs include a best-of-three format for the opening wildcard round. The three games will be scheduled on consecutive days from October 7th to October 9th at the higher seeds field. The first team that gets two wins advances. After that, the playoffs will be business as usual. The division series will be the best of five, while the league championship series and World Series will be the best of seven. The administrators, who have been given the task of expanding the college football playoff from 4 to 12 teams, left their latest in-person meeting outside Chicago with the biggest question unanswered: how soon? The CFP Management Committee is scheduled to convene again October 20th in Dallas. The members expect to get some work done before then by video conference, but whether the logistical hurdles can be cleared to implement a new format as soon as 2024 is unclear. The playoff will definitely expand by 2026, but the Management Committee has been tasked with trying to flip the format for the 2024 and 2025 seasons. Local sports on the schedule for you on this Thursday in cross country. IKM Manning hosting their meet down at the M&M Golf Course today. Audubon, Coon Rapids Baird, South Central Calhoun, and ESAC are the local teams that will be competing. In volleyball, Kemper plays for the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship tonight, or at least a solo position in first place, as both them and Lewis Central come in undefeated in conference play. The Knights will host them tonight. Elsewhere in volleyball, it'll be ESAC entertaining Sioux Central and Coon Rapids Baird at Bouyer Valley. Now, South Central Calhoun goes to Mansa. Northwest Webster, Tyler Bruner will have that broadcast for you on Kick 106.7. Varsity game should be between at 7 o'clock and 7:30. I'll head down to Avoca tonight as IK Manning's down at AHST Avoca Walnut. I'll have the broadcast of that varsity game tonight on 93.7 at KKRL. Should get underway sometime around at 7 o'clock or 7:30. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.